This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Masei. The Pasuk says, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Mem Ches, Be'arvois Mayav Al Yardain Yerechai. Interestingly, the word Yerechai is spelled without a Yud. In Sefer Yoshua, it says Yerechai, with a Yud, Malei. Why? Why the discrepancy? Says Rabbi Nachman Azariah of Pano, says Ramami Pano, because until now, the people of Canaan lived there. Therefore, it was called Yerechai, a lashon of Yichar Api. Hashem was angry. But from here and on, once Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, and they entered what is called Doishna Shel Yerechai, the rich, fertile land of Yerechai, and it began to give a fragrant aroma. It gave a reach toiv, kereach hasada asher bercha Hashem. Therefore, it was called Yerechai, milashon reach. It gave a fragrant aroma. That's why it was called Yerechai. So now, in the Chumash, Yerechai, the Canaanim lived there. It elicited the charoin af of Hashem, Yichar Api. Once Klal Yisrael lived in Yerechai, so it gave this fragrant aroma. It said, Yerechai milashon reach. Wishing everyone a great day. This is from the Ramami Pano in the Sefer Mea Kasita, Perek Yudbeis.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.